Test 62, Section 3, Question 9. And here we're looking for a parallel flaw. And so we're going to look at our conclusion first. So it is likely that Jackie's first child was not born before its due date either. So it's likely that A wasn't also B. Or was not B also, I should say. So we look at A. So he probably will not go to the craft fair. I don't like it as well. It doesn't say this probably wasn't also. So anyone who is good with children is probably a responsible pet owner. That I really don't like because it's talking about anyone rather than one individual circumstance. So I actually like A better than B, but I don't love A. So H1 was probably not a box office hit. That seems pretty good because Jackie's first child was not born before its due date. H1 was probably not a box office hit. That's close enough. And it's better than A, because it's not projecting into the future, it's going into the past. Therefore, no one is likely. That's too strong. It's no one, we're really just talking about one thing. Thus, tie probably will go sailing. So if I'm in a pinch, I'm going to take C. It's the only one that has past tense. This is probably not the case. So it's better than A, because it's past tense. It's better than E, because it's negative and past tense. So I would start by checking C versus the passage, and then see if that does it. If a mother's first child is born before its due date, it's likely that her second will be also. So if first before the due date, then it's likely that second will. Jackie's second was not before its due date, so it's likely that Jackie's first was not born before due date either. So it's saying if A happens, then B is also likely. And then it says, but Jackie's second was not B, so it's likely that her first was not either. And the problem here is we don't know how frequent it happens that a second child not born before due date is going to have a first that wasn't either. So we'll look at C. If a movie is a box office hit, it's likely its sequel will be also. Hawkman 2 was a sequel to Hawkman 1, was not a box office hit. So Hawkman 1 probably was not a box office hit. Well, that has all the same pieces, and so it's giving the same flaw. It's saying if the first is a box office hit, it's likely that the second will be also. And it's just saying, but it's only likely. And so it says Hawkman 2, the sequel to Hawkman 1, wasn't a box office hit, so Hawkman 1 probably wasn't either. And the problem is we don't know how likely it is when the second one is not a hit that the first one won't have been either. So that's kind of the idea. So just because the second one is not a hit doesn't necessarily tell us anything about that. It's kind of trying to get us to assume that those are if-thens, but because it's just talking about likely, it really doesn't end up giving us the same structure. And so therefore C is going to be our correct answer for number 9.